And if you are just tuning in, Micah Parsons is a member of the Green Bay Packers. Adam Schefter now tweeting that it's two first-round draft picks and a frontline player. We don't know who it is yet. Maybe it's Jordan Love. I don't know. We're going to find out here very, very soon. And Dibs, would you mind if I had a very brief, and I want your involvement in this, but a very brief conversation with my wife right here on the air?
Sure.
Because she's listening, and she texted, Cowboys had to, too much animosity. I don't necessarily disagree. This thing had gotten very, very ugly. Jerry Jones was on Michael Irvin's podcast just last week and was literally being like, so we had a deal and the agent told me to go bleep myself. So Jerry Jones is way too proud of a man. He thinks he runs the league. I'm not surprised that it got to a divorce. I think as of a week or two ago, it absolutely looked like it was headed that way. But what I would say back to anybody who says too much animosity is, who's responsible for the animosity? That's not all on Micah. So I don't think the Cowboys had to, because they are very much complicit in getting it to this moment. Now, was Micah being reasonable? Guess what? The Packers sure think so. Because if the Cowboys are sitting there going, we're not doing $47 million a year for an edge rusher. Well, guess what? The market says you will. And you have to do that. And this, you know, it's interesting how this relates to Juwan and more, because I know that Juwan is, he's not even a third of the player that Micah Parsons is. But again, what you need to know in the NFL, you need to know your worth. You need to know what someone else will pay. This is like when Tyreek Hill was all mad at the Chiefs, and they're like, we're not doing $30 million for a receiver. And the Dolphins are like, we will. And now everybody does. And now we're closing in on 50 for a non-quarterback. And if Micah and his agent knew that that was out there, then very well played. And I'll also say, if the Cowboys only got two firsts and a player, wow, they got schooled on this one.
But Kenny Clark is the player, according to Adam Schefter. He's the nose tackle for Green Bay. So
holy crap.
Dallas loses an edge, and they bring in a nose, a guy who was a first-round pick in 2016. So a veteran, highly regarded, and you know, a guy who's been a mainstay for Green Bay. Did they get anything else, Grandy, besides the firsts and Kenny Clark?
Adam Schefter says trade terms is just Kenny Clark and the two first-round picks. Yeah.
Are they both, they're the next 2 years?
We don't know that.
26 just and 27, yet. I would assume.
Probably, yeah.
And they're probably not even good first round picks. This
Kenny
is the
Clark,
Packers.
Yeah. Kenny Clark will also be 30 in October.
Okay.
So this is not like a young guy that to build your defense around.
No. Wow. Wow. Total mismanagement and just complete and utter lack of understanding how to do this.
But feels like they could have gotten more if that's all they got.
Wow.
And, you know, the idea about animosity, whether or not there was real animus or not, it seemed like it. And, you know, you can, as ownership, you can go about these things in a number of different ways. And even with the Niners and Nick Bosa, I don't think it ever got to the point of animosity. It got uncomfortable. It stretched out all the way into week one. They got it done, and Nick Bosa has maintained and continued to be a productive player. Yet Dallas, the way that went, it clearly was not something that could be salvaged, and so yet to this point, and you're a little desperate to make a move.
I'm stunned. I'm absolutely stunned. And again, just to sort of like bring a few different aspects of this in, especially to our listeners here in the Bay Area, I want to go back to something I said there on the crossover, which is, to me, it has to be the hallmark of a healthy organization, which is that when you are lucky enough to strike gold in the draft, and you like, it's a drafted player who ends up being an absolute star, I just do not see many scenarios where it's ever right to let that person go over money until that person is, like, not producing. Do you know what I mean? If the Niners ever got into some sort of squabble over dollars with Fred Warner or George Kittle, like, that would infuriate me as a fan. So if you're a Dallas fan, to have this guy still be coming off of his rookie deal and be 26 years old and as surefire of an absolute defensive stud as he is for the next 5 to 7 years, for you to let that guy out of the building because your feelings got hurt. That just show Jerry Jones is being run by his own ego. I get it. He might be the most powerful person in the league, but it has clearly reached a spot where it is a net negative within the organization. And I'm glad that the San Francisco 49ers at least like that. That's something that they try. It doesn't work every time, but they try to make a hallmark of the organization. If we draft a guy who's really
the
good,
A-listers.
We keep him.
And they've done that.
Yep.
And you're hard-pressed to find any of those guys that they haven't kept. And you can look at Mike McGlinchey, who they drafted, and they kept, and he got to a point, and you realized you could probably replace him, and he was maybe not an A-lister. And you look at the other guys, Ayuk, they think is an A-lister, and Brock Purdy, and Nick Bosa, and Fred Warner, and George Kittle, and you go all around the guys that they have drafted and they've kept, they value that. And yet the Cowboys, they did that with Dak. Okay, you did that with CeeDee Lamb. And
that's,
you
had,
that's about it.
That's it.
And you have this opportunity with Micah Parsons, and you just alienated him so badly. You tried to go around the agent and go straight to the player. And, you know, basically Micah saw that, and he sided with the agent over the owner.
I can't believe that somebody tweeted out, well, what Dallas is hoping here is to kind of reboot a Herschel Walker-type trade. Two picks and Kenny? And I'm sorry, Kenny's a good player. Kenny Clark is that's a good football player. But are you serious? Whoa. I mean, we'll see how things play out. But on paper, that is one of the worst trades that I can remember in recent memory in the National Football League.
It makes the Luka Doncic trade look like a pretty even swap, you know, because at least in that trade, the Mavericks got Anthony Davis, right? They got a real Hall of Fame caliber player. Kenny Clark is a good player, but you got two firsts and an interior defensive lineman, and you gave up one of the, 15 best players in all of football? You got fleeced.
One time in the last 6 years has the Packers' first-round pick even been in the top 20. That's the other thing. You just got first-round picks from a really good football team. So they're not even good first-round picks. Like, you could use yours and theirs and package that and maybe move up to number one or two or three or whatever in the future. I don't know how this is all going to play out. Again, if you're just joining us, Micah Parsons has been traded to the Green Bay Packers for two first-round picks and nose tackle Kenny Clark. And Parsons signs the richest non-quarterback deal in the history of the league, which is predictable, by the way. What maybe was not predictable is how high the AAV is. It's $47 million a year.
Woo.
A four-year, is that 188? Did I get that right? Four-year, yep. 188 for Micah Parsons.
Talk about resetting the market.
Yeah, and the guarantee is well above $100 million as well. If you are Jerry Jones and the Cowboys, and I know his ego is big enough that he don't care, but get ready, dude. You're about to have a week-long news cycle where the people on your side equals 0%.
It's going to be a small number.
0% think you just did a good thing.
Maybe Kenny Clark's family, and they've always wanted to get back to the Texas area, but you mentioned Herschel Walker before. Dallas traded Herschel Walker a couple of thirds and a fifth, and they got back three firsts, 3 seconds, a third, and four players. That's what the Herschel Walker trade netted. Skip ahead. Micah Parsons is maybe not as good as Herschel was then, you could argue.
I think a more important position.
Sure, but the point is Dallas got two firsts and a player, whereas before they got four players and they got eight picks, including three firsts and 3 seconds.
Wow, man. Absolutely crazy. And I like, you know what I also want to do? Because there's also people always, they like there's an immediate reaction to that. What has this done to the Packers' Super Bowl odds? Like, how does this kind of change? Yeah, they have vaulted to the third team in the NFC just because of this move. The Green Bay Packers are now trailing only the Eagles and the Detroit Lions in the NFC. And then immediately behind the Packers and tied are the Washington Commanders and the San Francisco 49ers, tied for fourth in terms of Super Bowl odds in the NFC. So the Packers fire up the board because they got the best in the game at a very, very key position, or at least among the best. I don't know who the other names are, Bosa, Watt, whatever, Micah Parsons.
Yeah, Crosby, sure.
Yeah, sure, those are the guys. And it is an incredibly important position. It will change the Packers' defense. We watched how Nick Bosa did that for the 49ers a few years ago, and I believe that Micah will do that for the Packers. You love a little potential downgrade for the Detroit Lions this year. I don't know, man. Are the Packers now the favorite in that very difficult division?
You'd be hard-pressed to pick another team. I think Minnesota takes a step back with a rookie quarterback we just don't know. Chicago takes a step up. Can they take two up? And Detroit, still good, lost both coordinators, and you know, tough to have a year like the one you had last year. There was a little bit of a natural regression. So if I was to bet, my money would be on Green Bay. Just one other note, Mark, about Kenny Clark making $2.3 million this year. Then it goes to $21.5 million and then $20 million in the next 2 years. Okay. So you basically got Kenny Clark for 1 year, unless you want to pay a nose tackle $21.5 million next year. You largely just got a player for this year and two first-round picks.
I can't explain this one. I can't explain this one other than that I'm a human being, and I know that some people let the emotions get the best of them. But that's the only thing I can say about the Dallas Cowboys and Jerry Jones here. Let the emotions get the best of you. And you just sent an absolute surefire 26-year-old Hall of Fame track edge rusher out the door for three, like, whatevers. Honestly, didn't Kyle Shanahan say the other day that almost all draft picks are essentially 50-50? You just got two late first-round draft picks and a guy named Kenny for a year. Oh, it's stunning.
It is.
It's absolutely stunning what they just did.
It's one thing if you're going to trade him, which I think is nonsensical in and of itself, but if to get this back, to get two firsts, like you said, Green Bay should be good enough to where those picks may not even be in the top 20. So yeah, you'll have your pick, and you'll have a second first-round pick, which is not nothing, but compared to an actual, we found him, real-life edge rusher game wrecker, now you don't have that. And guess what? You're going to have to use one of those picks in the draft and find that guy and hope you get it right.
And you probably won't.
At 20, yeah.
I mean, well, actually, you almost definitely won't. You're not going to find Micah. You know what we're talking about here? Like, I would bet that general managers around the league think that that's one of the 10 most important players in the game. Quarterbacks included. I mean, Micah Parsons, if you just opened up a draft to the general managers of the league right now and went, take any player you want, where does Micah go? Top 15 for sure. For sure. Absolutely stunning stuff.